So welcome to the kickoff for the Food Made Easy Challenge. If you're watching me live, welcome. If you're not watching live, you're watching the replay. And I just want everybody to know that if any time that you can't attend live, it's okay. We are going to be making sure that on your replay page that you all got an email that you have everything that you need. So as soon as I get off here, literally, here's what I will be doing. I will be converting the call. I will be uploading it to the website. I will be getting it out to all the places. It takes about an hour to get all of that done, but I work fast. I am known for being super responsive and getting shit done on a dime. Now, if you're also here over here in the Zoom, I have disabled the chat for now. Now, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn it back on. And if you're saying hello and hi and oh my God, amen, or preach, that chat is going to run like a motherfucker the whole time. Now, what I would love to save the chat for is for you to be able to talk to our coaches and our people that are here. So if I'm teaching and you have a question, please feel free to ask a question in there. If you have, I have a lot of my private members that are here who are learning right alongside you today because they are doing their own challenge together. If you have a question about is it worth being in that membership? What do y'all do up in there? Feel free to ask. I always let my members speak for our membership. Of course, I'll tell you anything you want to know, but I'm just going to tell you right now, their word is gold. Whatever they say, I'm 100% behind because you know what? How I show up is all up to me, and then they're just the recipients of it. So I always go by their word. But what we're doing today is we're really focusing in on how you can get the most out of the challenge. So for all of you with your hands raised, you can go ahead and lower them. I won't be calling on anyone today. Today is about teaching. And then if you have a question, you can ask it in the chat because I'm fixing to turn it back on. Or if you have a question that you think only Corinne could answer, put it over in the Q&A. My co-host of the podcast and head coach for No BS, Kathy, is also going to be manning the Q&A. So if there's anything in there that she knows that I'm going to cover or that she can just answer, she'll also answer them. My goal today is to make sure that everybody's ready to lose weight this week, ready to drop diet mentality, and ready to kick ass. And that I settle your nerves down so that you can see how easy this is going to be this week, okay? So let me share my screen. And let me move everything over here because, Lord, I got to be able to see it. I hope this is the right one. Yes. Allow Zoom to share a screen. Well, for some reason, Zoom is not set up to do that. Okay. Hang on. Let me do this. Let me pause the room. Okay. Oh, I got it going now. But you're probably getting a message from my mother. And my mom is, you know, just like all of us. She's 63 years old. She grew up trying to do Weight Watchers, trying to do all the things, and never really understood why she couldn't keep going. And so she starts, you know, working with me. She didn't really work with me, but she starts working for me. She starts listening to stuff my members get. Just started listening to it. We don't talk diets. We don't talk any of that shit. And she says, one day she calls me. I guess she had lost, I don't know, about 60 or 70 of her pounds. And she started crying. And she said, you know, I just wish that somebody had told us this stuff. Like, why didn't somebody say ages ago to just listen to your body? Why didn't somebody just say that I need to figure out why I'm eating when I'm just lonely at night? And I was like, I don't know. But you're hearing it now. And so like every time I think of that story, I always think about my mom and just how, you know, I told her, I was like, Mama, don't regret that you and I, like she said to me, she said, baby, the biggest regret that I have is that I didn't know this stuff when you were a kid. I think about all the heartache that I could have saved you. And I was like, Mama, don't do this to yourself. It doesn't matter if you knew or not. You know what matters? That I went through everything that I went through with my weight for years and years and years. I was bullied so bad as a kid. For those of you who were new, I attempted suicide at 17. In my 20s, I eloped with some douchebag because my self-esteem was so low. Luckily, I got out of that marriage. I really suffered with my weight for so long. And it wasn't because I was overweight. It was because I kept thinking that because I was overweight, something was wrong with me. And I learned when I started losing weight how nothing was ever wrong with me. I just didn't know how to talk to myself. That's what it all boiled down to. I didn't know how to focus on what I could do for myself each day rather than focusing on what was wrong with myself each day. No one ever taught me those simple things. No one ever taught me that, I had to figure out I could eat whatever I wanted. I just had to quit eating whatever I wanted because I had a bad day. When I started really understanding that I could still have the foods that I loved, and if I ate them, because I just like this food, and it's no one's ever going to take it away from me, and I'm not the thief of my own joy, guess what? I was able to eat those foods with control for the first time. And so we're just getting this unique opportunity to lose weight in a way that our moms just didn't get. And I told her, I was like, don't ever regret it. Ever. We know it now. And that's one of the things that drives my passion for all of you. It's you're going to go through this week and you're going to learn a lot of stuff this week about what real weight loss is about. You don't need to spend one moment of your life regretting for a second anything you've ate, what you weigh, or anything that's happened in your past. It always feels terrible to regret. So just don't do it. And when your brain brings it up, you just get focused on, what am I doing for myself today? That is literally the keys to my weight loss success. I couldn't have lost 100 pounds without it. Every time I wanted to beat myself up, every time I wanted to regret, every time I wanted to think that I'd let myself go, all of the things I just remembered, none of it matters. The only thing that really matters are the decisions I'm going to make for myself today. So how can I do a little better today than I did yesterday? That was it. That is my biggest secret of everything. So one of the things that diets teach us is, if you didn't lose weight, something must be wrong with you. Diets, when you do the calorie counting, and I really want to shoot you understand this part, because a lot of you are coming in this challenge thinking something's wrong with you and it's why you can't lose weight. Or you're thinking that because you failed so many diets that this one's going to what would make this one different and stuff. Really have to understand that traditional dieting teaches us that something's wrong with us. You know, you get asked by trainers, you get asked by the lady at the Weight Watcher scale, you get asked by all these people. It's like, well, what did you do this week? It's like as if you not losing weight means there's something morally wrong with you, rather than let's look at the things that you ate this week and let's see what we need to tweak. Let's see what's working and what's not working for you. We're really kind of put on the stand and prosecuted for our weight very often by society. And so one of the things that my process does that's very different is we never make whether or not you're following the plan or not a you problem. It is always let's look at why you chose what you chose. Because at some point it made sense to you. And when we understand why the choices you make with food and how much you eat and when you eat and all this other stuff, when you really understand why it makes sense to you in the moment to do that, even no matter how bad you want to lose weight, when you really understand why your brain's making sense out of it, then you can start unwinding all of that. You can start saying so in these moments, I need to remember this. And in these moments, I need to look at that part. The other thing is a lot of traditional diets will teach you how to earn food like a dog. I would just like to thank Weight Watchers for this one. Guys, I know a lot of you do the Weight Watchers, whatever. But here's the problem that I found with Weight Watchers. It was specific to being able to, if I exercise, and calorie counting does this too. If I exercise, I should eat more. I've earned my food. The problem with that mentality is like, I know the intent is good. The intent is to get us moving. The intent is for us to take care of ourselves physically. But the messaging and the way that it's done teaches us like, oh, well, if I want to eat this, I need to go out and punish myself, or I need to go do something I might not like, or I need to earn it. I need to exercise extra so I can eat more, versus I still need to just listen to my body. Period. When I'm listening to my body, like the four basics in the video teach me, that's all that I need. Doesn't matter how little or how much I work out. Doesn't matter if I work out at all. It doesn't matter if I work out all the time. What really matters is my body is the smartest vessel. My body is the one that when I get good at listening to it, guides me everywhere I need to go. The other thing is a lot of diets teach you to emotionally eat. So we see Frankenfoods everywhere, and a Frankenfood is just a combination of food that you can eat gross volumes of and it not count as hard against you. So it's still like calorie-wise, you might be able to do it, but it feeds your emotions. It doesn't address how much food does my body need. When you're really only eating according to what your body says it wants, you get to eat whatever you want. You don't need a Frankenfood. The goal isn't to figure out how many foods that you can eat to eat to feel really full so that you can get away from your life. The goal is to be improving your life and then just eating for quality of life. It's all about the quality of life. Calories teach us that our body's not important. The math is. How many of you have been on a diet before where you get X amount of calories and some days it's too much? So you just eat because you got them calories. It's like, oh my gosh, I should just eat because I have those calories. And then you have another day where you're starving. You don't have enough calories. And you're having to like deny what your body is primally wanting at that point. Your body doesn't work in a steady flow at all. The way your body works is each and every day, it sends up signals according to what it needs based upon environmental factors, internal factors, stress levels, and all kinds of things. Quality of sleep. If I sleep really good one night, like I got 9 hours last night, almost all the time the next day, I'm just not as hungry because my body has plenty of rest. It's not begging for that extra food. And then on some days when, like, if I get, let's say, 7 or 8 hours of sleep, but I have a really busy day and my brain is go, 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 the following day, my body asks for more food because the day before, it was getting run down like crazy. So the next day, guess what it wants? It wants more food. And I just give it a little more food. I don't think, oh my God, something's wrong with me, I don't have calories because I don't count them. I just listen, and that's what keeps me in sync. A lot of traditional diets teach us that our health is not important. I can't tell you how many diets. I have this picture of this diet. This is no shit. This was posted in our private member Facebook group for our paying members. It says, I'm going to do this whack-ass crash diet, Vogue, the magazine, printed in the 70s, and then I'll die. Here's the menu. Breakfast, 1 egg, hard-boiled. 1 glass of white wine, dry, preferably Chablis, and a cup of black coffee. Here's lunch. 2 eggs. Hard-boiled is best, but if you need to, you could poach it. Which I don't even understand that, but God help us all. 2 glasses of white wine for lunch, and make sure you chase that with a black cup of coffee. And dinner, 5 ounces of steak grilled with pepper and lemon juice. No vegetables. But you drink the remainder of your wine because you get a bottle a day and a cup of black coffee right before bed. This was actually in Vogue in the 70s. And we're like, oh my God, our mothers, they should have taught us better. No, they shouldn't. This whack shit is what they were told was good for them. And it ain't no better today. Go pick you up some of them Shape magazines and stuff. Pull out some of them diets. they're balls out ridiculous. Do this detox. Drink the celery juice and stuff. Guys, for fuck's sake, you don't need a liver detox to lose weight. You know what your liver does? Detoxes by itself. If you need a something to clean your liver, you got bigger problems than a cup of celery. So it's very, like, you have to be mindful of how, like, where you're at now. The messaging and diets has been to disconnect you. It is to confuse you. It is a lot of horseshit. It is no wonder we're all walking around like the wounded trying to figure our shit out. We're taught food's the enemy. Scroll Pinterest for 5 seconds and you will find every kind of food list where don't eat this, don't eat this. They'll have like big red X's and stuff. It's bullshit. And we're going to learn more about that on Tuesday of this week. Or wait, is it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday of this week. When I give you the GBB method, the good, better, best method, it eradicates bad food mentality. All right. So traditional diets, what they're doing is they're ignoring that weight loss isn't just knowing what to eat and how much. You have to know why you eat, and then we want to have the right reasons behind your decisions. So I tell you this because one of the things that's super important to me is my mission. And my mission, I want to read it to you and then talk to you about each part, is to teach every woman how to lose her weight for good and feel as amazing as she deserves. So the first part of my mission is to teach every woman. This is why I come to you guys weekly in the podcast. I put so much information out there for you guys. There's like, in my mind, there's got to be somebody who is the same voice when it comes to weight loss. Then the next part is I really wanted to make sure that women understand how to lose their weight for good. I think traditional diets just teach us how to lose weight, but their focus isn't on sustainability. Their focus isn't on the lifetime part of it. Their focus isn't on how we're going to do this and never have this problem ever again. And that comes in with, you have to stop just trying to count calories and you have to stop just trying to do your points and stuff. Losing your weight for good means I set everything up in a way that I could do it for the rest of my life. Because if I lose my weight the way I want to live my life, that means I can keep my weight off happy and carefree. I will want to do it. It only makes sense. And yet we keep trying to lose weight in ways that we don't really want to do, thinking I'll just be so thrilled once I get there and then I'll figure it out. And yet we don't ever figure it out. I have not met anyone who says, I lost my weight doing shit I didn't want to do. And here I am 30 years later and I'm happy as can be doing shit I don't want to do. We end up breaking. So I really wanted my stuff that I gave you guys to be very different. When I lost my weight, it was the first time I had ever felt like we'll never have this problem again, ever. And I knew the reason why was not because I'd lost my weight and got happy. It was because everything that I did on the way down, I made sure I liked doing it. I made sure that every single thing that I included was stuff that I would want to continue doing. I wouldn't need to force myself. I would just do it because it was who I was. And that's what I teach that's very different. And the final piece is the amazing as she deserves. You deserve to actually feel good when you lose your weight. Most of us think we will just feel good when we lose our weight. But there's the problem. Most of us do. And then 6 months after we've lost our weight, we don't feel as good. Because if you don't learn how to love yourself, you don't learn how to trust yourself, you don't learn how to believe in you on the way down, when people stop commenting, there's no more clothes to buy, you get used to how you look in the mirror, whatever relationship you have with yourself on the way down is the one that comes roaring back. If you don't learn how to believe in you, then after you stop getting the hits and the compliments and the scale rewarding you each week and everything is just really quiet and still, you start thinking, I hope I don't fuck this up. I wonder if I'll ever go back. I wonder why nobody's noticing. Do I not look as good? The questioning, the insecurity, the doubts, they come roaring back in. And so when I lost my weight, it was one of the first times in my life that I was genuinely proud. I like actually liked myself. And I liked myself not because of my weight loss. I liked myself because I loved how I showed up for me. I was so proud every day. That I was the kind of person who got up in the morning and made a healthy breakfast. I was so proud of me because I felt like a mom who was changing her kid's life. That was the stuff that felt amazing. And it was because all the way down the scale, I learned how to quit beating myself up. I learned how to believe in myself. I noticed when I wasn't nice to myself and I started redefining the relationship. And I had to teach myself how to do that all the way down. And that's what I want for you guys. It sucks to lose your weight and work so hard and then not like you. I did that so many times. So many times. And I swore when I started helping women, I would not do that. I was not going to be a bullshit person who taught people how to lose weight just for weight loss sake. It's not fair to you, and it's not right. Let us all take a moment to have a water break, please. I'm very emotional today. Y'all should just know I love this stuff. All right. Three factors that influence your food decisions. So for all of you, there are three things that influence food decisions. Number one, it's your feelings. So before you eat, it's like, how do I feel? For some of us, we eat when we're stressed. For some of us, we eat when we're lonely. We eat when we're bored. We eat because we're worried we won't get enough. We're worried somebody, like, I love it when we're like, well, I'm going to eat this last two pieces of pizza because I know my husband will eat them if I don't eat them. So I'll overeat now to not be able to be mad at him later. We do a lot of eating because of our feelings. So that's one of the things that influences your food decisions. Number two, we eat because of habits. These are the patterns that we have. Like we always, you know, we eat at certain times. We eat in certain environments. We have a lot of habits in our eating. A lot of people are in the habit of eating while they're cooking dinner. A lot of people have the habit of snacking in the afternoon when they're not hungry. They just have always had a snack and never even questioned, do they actually need it? We do a lot of habit eating. Like we're really good at eating, you know, like let's say you make a plan and you eat relatively healthy and stuff. But we also have a pattern of eating junk and drinking if we go to certain restaurants. It's like when we go to a certain restaurant, our brain is automatically in the habit of, oh, this is the restaurant I eat all the things. This is the restaurant where I do the stuff. We have vacation eating habits. We have lots and lots of eating patterns and habits. The other thing that influences your food decisions is going to be your social conditioning. That's what you've been taught about food, dieting, and your body. So for a lot of you, you're going to notice as we do this next week, one of these three things. I'm either going to be eating because I'm feeling something, or I don't want to be feeling something, or I would like to be feeling something. Sometimes we eat to feel happy. It's like, well, I'm so relaxed and happy. If I stop eating, my brain's just going to go back to thinking about, you know, how stressed out I am or what all I got to do tomorrow. So I'm just going to eat a little more so that I can not think about that for now. Or the habits or the social conditioning, which means I've always cleaned my plate. My parents always told me to clean my plate. It's very hard for me not to clean my plate now. We've had social conditioning. A lot of you are walking around terrified of carbs. You've been conditioned to not eat the carbs. That, you know, like about 15 years ago, broke-ass science came out that was based on men, not based on women. And of course, all of us women were like, weight loss, what are you talking about? And we didn't even look to see where it was all based and all this other kind of stuff. And, you know, science nowadays says women need carbs. Just kind of makes us healthier, keeps our hormones in check, keeps us from being raging bitches and stuff. So we have a lot of social conditioning around what's right, what's bad, how much a lady should eat, all kind like how much we should eat at celebrations, birthdays, holidays, all that kind of stuff. And so one of the things that I want to do this week is make sure that you understand, if you know if it's a habit, your social conditioning, or a feeling that's influencing your eating, that every single one of these, we want to find them this week. Because when you find all of these things, you now have your blueprint to success. So here's what I watch a lot of you do. I give you the four basics, and you're like, hot damn, gonna lose some weight. Now it's time for perfection. You start doing them, because everybody just think about it for a minute. The four basics are very simple, super easy to understand. Are you hungry or not? Are you done or not? If you don't overcomplicate and you're just like, you know what? I think I might be hungry. Then eat. You know what? I think I might be done. Okay, I'm just going to stop. Like if you just didn't have a lot of drama around it, like your feelings, like, well, I don't know if I'm hungry. What if I wait too long? What if like I might get sick? Or what if like if I wait and then I won't be able to eat? What if somebody calls me on the phone at work and it's going to be like an extra 45 minutes? Then I'm going to get too hungry. That's called the emotional heartache that you put on yourself. Eat or don't. The more you keep it simple, the easier it is, right? So what this week is going to do is you're going to have these super simple executable things. And I keep them easy for only for one reason. Because we want like a fucking cowbell going off like a maniac for every single time you're eating when it's not for those reasons. If you're not eating because you're hungry, we want to know why. Is it a social conditioning thing? Is it a feeling? Is it a habit? If you're eating more than you need, is it a feeling thing? Like, what am I telling myself? Why do I not want to stop? Is it a pattern? Am I just like, is it just so habitual that I don't see it? Or is it a social thing? Like, no, it's because like I've always cleaned my plate. It feels weird not to. We need to know those things, because once we know that, then you know you don't need any more diets. You don't need any more calorie apps. You don't need any of that stuff. Those are the exact things you have to start addressing. Those are the things that will either stop your weight loss dead in its tracks over and over and over again. And this is why you keep failing things, because you find them and you quit over them. This week, we want to find them, illuminate them, and then say like, okay, this is what I've always needed to work on. These things, one by one, as I knock holes in them, unwind them, stop telling myself these things and learn all those processes, guess what? I lose weight faster and faster. So all you need are the processes that help you develop new food habits, reduce all the emotional eating that you're doing, and unwind old social conditioning. That's it. You have those processes, you have your weight loss. Four basics plus those processes, boom, and we're done. So, this week, I want your goal to be to do the four basics, and then I want you to keep a list of your stuck points. So each time, like let's say that you're getting used to eating only when you're hungry, and you notice sometimes that you're eating before you're hungry, I want you to keep a list of why. What's going on? Now, you can't judge yourself for it. Judgment, slapping on the Judge Judy robe, is the first step to failure. It's taking a step backward. Guys, I promise you, finding these reasons is helpful. It's useful. It's what you have to do. That is the key to your weight loss. It is not perfectionism. And it is not like, if I don't do the four basics as they're described perfectly, well, I won't be able to lose weight. Something is wrong with me. This is going to be too much to unwind. It is not too much to unwind. It's find the things and knock them out one at a time. I wish I had a Jenga tower standing here. So if you don't know what a Jenga tower is, go and get you, like, go to the Google, type in Jenga tower and take a look at the image. A Jenga tower is a bunch of blocks and they stack up. And the goal of Jenga is one at a time, you remove one until the tower falls. Your weight loss is the tower. All of the things that you're doing when you're eating off plan, when you're not making a plan, when you're not prioritizing your sleep, when you're eating over, when you're doing that stuff, it is just one little log in the Jenga tower. And this is the beautiful part when you work with me. All we have to do is pull them out one at a time. And eventually the tower falls and the weight loss suddenly gets easier. What most of you want to do is you want to try to fix every single thing overnight. You don't need to. Most people fail when they do that. It's too much. I did not do it that way, and I don't teach anybody else to do it that way either. You do the four basics. You figure out your blueprint. Your mistakes will tell you what your blueprint is. Then you go to work on them one at a time. You put in a process. You make it work. You pull out one of the Jenga little blocks. And eventually, you do enough Jenga blocks where the rest of the things that have been getting in your way, you just overcome them. You've done this so much, pulling out the other ones, that you get to apply all of that energy to those. I promise you. One of the things that I love most is when I hear women say, you know, I just started doing those four basics. I took it one day at a time. And I'm just telling you, it was way easier than I ever thought it was going to be. And it's because they don't put the rush and pressure on themselves to fix everything. Because as you find what's not working, if you don't judge yourself for it, like I did and like so many of my members do, if you just tell yourself one at a time, I'm figuring it out one day at a time. I just have to keep going. Your mind stays focused on where it's going. And that's what's going to be important this week. So there's only one reason why people don't succeed. It's quitting. It's quitting when you think something's going wrong because it didn't go the way you thought it should, instead of learning, what do I need to do next? What do I need to try next time? What is this telling me? Is this a social conditioning thing? Is this a habit? Or is this just me emotionally eating? Which is it? The more I know, the more I can be aware of it. And the more aware I get of it, the more I can go to work on solving it. So there's only a few reasons why any of us quit. It's because we talk to ourselves like an asshole anytime that we make a mistake. If you overeat, if you don't plan, if something happens, you don't talk to yourself nice. You don't be your own best friend. You don't advocate for yourself. You go to work on beating yourself up. The problem with the way that I teach weight loss is that I teach it the way that you have to do it, which is you have to see your mistakes. And what most of us run up against is when we see the mistakes, we also clearly see the relationship that we have with ourselves. In that moment, we hear how we talk to ourselves. We're either there for ourselves or we're not. That moment is everything. And what I want to challenge all of you to do is this week is to pay attention to that moment. Pay attention to the relationship you have with yourself. And if it doesn't feel good, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the work you have to do. People who lose weight are the ones that improve the relationship they have with themselves in the early days. The only way to get to some success is to have really good early days. And that doesn't mean to be perfect. It means to have early days where you start learning how to talk to yourself in a way that motivates you forward rather than pulls you into the ditch. Because it's always going to be easier to keep going when you're perfect. I promise you that. But it's always a choice to keep going in the moment after perfect. And the only way you'll keep going is by how are you going to choose to talk to yourself? When that old beat down voice comes in, are you going to just be like, oh, fuck, here it is? Or are you going to be like, no, line drawn in the sand. I don't talk to myself like that anymore. What can I do next time? Period. Our job this week is to not be dramatic bitches to ourselves. Get better at that, and the weight becomes easier to lose. So you can't skip the mistake parts. You've got to use these things that aren't going to work as the blueprint, not as an excuse to retreat. I want everybody to think about this. I want you to say over and over again, I need more patience than I need perfect this week. Now, this isn't to say that you can go out there and just be like, oh, get to eat whatever I want. I don't have to plan. Like, oh, you know, excuse fail. This is to say, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to work these four basics like a boss. And in the times when it's really hard to do it, and if I don't do it, I'm learning from it like a boss. But I'm giving 110% all the way on both sides. That's what I'm doing this week. That's so dramatically different than anything else that I've ever done. So there's only going to be three reasons why you'll probably break the four basics this week. Number one is as you look at, like, you'll find social conditioning, you'll find habits, you'll find your feelings, eatings, right? This is what, like, this is why we decide to eat or not. But if you're breaking the four habits, you'll notice it's either because you have these unconscious habits that are running. These are usually the easiest to fix. So an unconscious habit is eating food while you're cooking dinner, cleaning up dishes and being like, oh, there's, you know, like an extra chicken nugget over here. Let me grab that. Stopping to get your kids McDonald's. This was what I used to do. I'd go and I would get Logan something. It was always Chick-fil-A. And I would take one or two fries out. That's the unconscious stuff. It's like you do it before you even know you're doing it. So some of your stuff is that. On those, we just have to turn up the awareness. That's all that has to happen. The more awareness you have, the easier it is to get to where you stop. So you just need tips and tricks from your own brain on how do you do that. The next thing is you're going to find you're going to have purposeful overeating, purposeful not doing the things. Purposeful means, all right, time to stop eating. It's a fuck no. I don't want to. You know what? Screw that bitch. I don't care what she says. I am not stopping. She does not know that this is the world's best mac and cheese ever made. Like, that is the on purpose stuff. So what you have to do in those moments is you have to find the reason that you're purposefully in the moment doing something you said you wouldn't do. You need to either find the excuse, the justification, the feeling, whatever it is. What was it that was so compelling in that moment where it was more important to you to eat or not to plan or whatever than it is in the moments when you're like sitting there thinking about your best self, like, ooh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Like, there's a difference between those two people. One person is highly motivated. One person is thinking about goals and one person isn't stressed out and isn't tired and like doing all the stuff. Then you got this other version who's like, I just got home. I skidded in on two wheels. Day was a bastard. I'm exhausted. I want the mac and cheese. F it. In that moment, she's telling herself something dramatically different than the other version. Figure out what that is. This version is probably thinking she needs a break. This version is probably thinking she just can't do without one more thing today. So when you find those reasons, now you understand, oh, I've set myself up to thinking that if I eat what's on my plan, that somehow that's a punishment. I need to look at that. Do I want to keep thinking that my plans are punishments? Sometimes I might be making punishing plans. Sometimes I'm just thinking about it like a complete bitch to myself. And I need to be aware of that. The last thing will be a lack of belief. Allowing doubts and fears to be the only voice in your head. I'll tell you right now, a lot of you are going to start this week and you are not going to go into the week thinking anything positive. You'll be like, well, sure hope I can do this. Well, I've never done anything like this before. Probably fail again. You'll look at your plan every day like, well, I'm going to do it, but I just don't think I'm good enough. Like, you will have this repeat of lack of belief thoughts going on. This is all I want to tell you. If that is you, you have to stop and you have to say something nice to yourself, whether you want to or not. Your brain is never going to offer up good thoughts until you start making yourself think of them on purpose. It does not know how to do it. It's not been trained to be like going up to a toddler and saying, hey, I know that you have been riding this tricycle for a while and it's got all these wheels and it doesn't let you fall, but come on, it's this 10 speed time. I don't care if your feet can't touch the pedals. Get on it, big boy. Like, we wouldn't do that to kids. We wouldn't expect them to just like suddenly know how to ride a bike if they've never had to ride one. You're not going to suddenly know how to talk to yourself just because I've said a few words to you. If you've not been like taught that all your life, if you weren't brought up that way, if you've not been on purpose trying to be nice to yourself for a while, shit don't just change overnight. But you've got to decide what's more valuable, my shitty relationship with myself or my potential good one. And don't give me no bullshit like, man, I don't believe it. It feels so fake. I don't give a fuck. Let me just tell you, at one point, all this shit that you say to yourself now didn't feel true either. You know how I know? I have never seen a two-year-old walk up to me and say like, well, I just don't know if I'm ever going to be able to go to college. I'm such a loser. Well, I'm not sure about this, you know, like going to the potty thing. I've been shitting in my diaper so long, I think I'm just used to it. Like, they're not dramatic and they don't have terrible thoughts about themselves. You know why? All of it's been conditioned over time by thinking something over and over and over again. It was never true. The horseshit you tell yourself is not true. Even if it feels true, it only feels true because you haven't been thinking on purpose anything to the contrary. You've not argued for your future self. You've not argued day in and day out until sheer exhaustion to love yourself. I don't want to hear one person say, but it's tiring. If you think it's tiring to try to rejig the relationship you have with yourself, I want to ask you a question. How many fucking days are you going to bed excited about yourself because you've been beating yourself up so much? How many of you are going to bed fucking exhausted every day because you are literally dragging yourself across the coals, dragging your ass through life? Go to bed tired for a good fucking reason for once. Don't go to bed tired because you gave up in life. It's no way to live. So find your moments. Figure out, is this an unconscious habit? Is this a purposeful habit? Is this a lack of belief in myself? And get to work. Like, this week is all about that blueprint. All I want you doing is follow the four basics, find what's not working, know why, and know beating yourself up. Everybody going on a 7-day fast on this beating yourself up shit. And I swear to God, I catch you in the Facebook group sitting there being a womp-womp the whole time. I'm going to come in there. You do not want me to coach you on this. Get in there and start with, here's what went wrong. Here's my possible solution. Here's why I'm worth the work. Now, if you want to say, my brain makes me think that I'm a loser or whatever, I don't care, but you better at least tell me. First, I know what I did. Second, here's what here's one of my ideas to solve this is, and here's why I'm worth continuing on. Train yourself on how to lose weight. It is about that stuff. This is what I work with my members on 24/7. This is why, like, so many people are sitting around like wondering why they can't stick to anything, because they ain't got nobody telling them that you got to think about your worth. You have to. So here are my best tips this week. Don't get lost in the mistakes and thinking that you're failing. If you are not good at mistakes, I just want you to know It's going to be a little harder for you this week, but I want you to understand that about yourself. The only reason why it's feeling hard is because I haven't learned yet how to be better, to talk better to myself. Do not take anything personally this week in how you're showing up. Don't take anything personally. Just keep your commitment to yourself this week. The best way to keep your energy high this week is to remind yourself, I'm worth this work. I am worth this work. I am worth the work even in the moments when I don't feel like I am. And I want you to have more patience this week and less emphasis on your perfectionism. You have patience. You have everything you need. And then this week, I also want you to think about pulling apart your successes. What you do right, don't let it pass by at all. I want you to pull out the things that you learned. Like, this is why it worked. These are the things that I told myself. This is why this part's important. That's how you're going to build all the believability that you're going to need in order to succeed. So do the basics this week. I want you to keep going. Track what doesn't work. Learn from that. Track what does. Learn from that. And the more you solve what isn't working, the easier your food becomes. That's it. All right. Let's take some questions. Kathy, did you go through the Q&A and answer as many as you could? Make sure. I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up. Let's see. As an example of talking badly to myself, I have to have an alcoholic beverage to unwind from a rough day. Yeah. So I want you to ask yourself, why do I need booze to unwind from a rough day? Why do I not just need me? What's lacking in how I talk to myself at the end of the day to where the alcohol is a better deal than my own self-talk? See, that's where it comes down to. It's like, number one, the rough day. Are there areas in the day where you're like hard on yourself? Like, you're taking the things that are happening and you're making it mean things about you. Usually in my membership, what we do is we address that stuff first. The second thing that we do is we look at, all right, let's just say it was a legit rough day. Things are new, doing all the things. Then you want to say, okay, so what is the conversation I'm having with myself about all of it? Like, this shouldn't be happening. I don't think I can handle this. This is too much for me. That's negative self-talk. That is the worst self-talk, I think, because it's not like calling yourself a bitch and stuff. It is the subtle, aggressive self-talk. I can't handle this. It is such a lie. If you're going to go back the next day, if this isn't the first rough day you've ever had, obviously you can handle it. So why would you ever tell yourself that you can't? It doesn't feel good. It just makes you want to drink. It is your brain's way of saying, like, we should just drink. This will be even so much better. So that's why it's so important. Let me put my glasses on. I know that we don't count macros. We don't count anything. If we eat only when we are hungry and only until we're not eating till we're full, everybody stop saying I'm eating till I'm full. You're eating before full, when you've had enough. Full is full. Enough is where it's just short of full. How do we ensure that we are receiving adequate protein? Eat a little protein each meal. Have some beans, cheese, eat you a little piece of chicken. It doesn't take that much to eat enough protein. You're talking to a bodybuilder. I ain't counted a macro since I literally was competing in 2009. 11 years. Not one macro. Don't need to. I got plenty of muscle. Just so you all can see. I work very hard on these muscles. You don't need to do that. You know what I do? I know that I want protein at each meal, so I just make sure that something in my meal is protein. And you're going to get plenty. Why do I self-sabotage? When I lose weight, I just never keep it off. That's what this whole thing is about. So this is what you need to do. Like, ask yourself the last time you lost weight, why did I regain it? As I was losing weight, did I believe I would keep it off? What was I telling myself as I was losing weight? That will tell you why you self-sabotage. Self-sabotage is where what you ultimately believe about you runs straight into reality. So a lot of times when people lose all of their weight, the reason why they end up regaining their weight is because they never believed in themselves. They were able to force themselves and punish themselves to lose the weight. They were able to make themselves adhere to a plan and stuff, but they never talked to themselves about it like, this is how I care for myself. The reason why like I want to do this is because I see myself eating like this the rest of my life. Like there's a lot of like, there's no talking like that. There's a lot of like, I hope I can keep this off. I hope I can keep this up. I hope like there's a lot of wishful thinking all the way down. And then when you lose the weight, you don't have a relationship with yourself. You're like, well, I'm here. So now I just hope I can keep this off. I just hope I can do this. Then the first time you make a mistake, let's say that you weigh in and you've gained 2 pounds, or you go out to eat and you eat foods that you haven't really been eating. And then the next day you're like, oh, I've lost all my weight. I'm going to have like another day. And then you wake up 2 or 3 days later and you ate a few things and the scale's going up. All of a sudden, whatever the relationship you have with yourself comes roaring back in. It's like, oh my gosh, are we doing the things we used to do when we were overweight? You know, you better not fuck up. You're going to gain all your weight if you're not careful. The panic ensues. Well, a lot of us can't do weight and food with, like, if we're panicking, guess what we're doing? We're eating to get away from the panic. I feel hungry faster after meals now due to stopping when I'm satisfied. Do I just eat a snack to take the edge off since it is not really time for lunch? It is sometimes 1 to 2 hours after my last meal. Kim, you probably just need to eat a little bit more. You're probably eating to where the hunger's knocked off, but you're not actually eating until you've had enough. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that your food is lasting you at least a good 3 hours. Like when I eat something, my food will last me usually 5 to 6 hours. I usually eat like first thing in the morning. I eat sometime in the middle of the day and then I eat my last meal. So you just want to make sure you're doing that. The other thing that sometimes happens, guys, is that a lot of you will throw the diet mentality straight into your plans. You're like, well, I'm going to have chicken and I'm going to have some lettuce and I'm going to use the fat-free dressing because you've grown up in the like days of that. Guys, make your food very tasty. You know what makes food tasty? Full fat shit. Like if y'all see you'll see, I don't know what I'm going to eat when I eat with you guys on Monday, but my food is tasty as fuck. Like my salad's got bacon, egg, cheese, beans, a lot of vegetables, full fat ranch dressing. I just put all of it on there. And you know what? That salad lasts me a long time because it's full of nutrients and stuff. I don't sit there and be like, well, you know, an egg or some bacon or whatever. I don't do that to myself. You know what I do? I eat until I'm satisfied. How do you handle extreme stress without undermining eating? I'm a teacher with, I don't know what DL. It's been very stressful and it's hours in front of, distance learning, in front of the computer, prepping meetings, parent conference, blah, blah, blah. All right. So the first part is understanding number one, that the eating isn't solving for the stress. All it's doing is taking your mind off of whatever stressful thoughts you have about all of it. So you have all these things and then you think stuff about it. Like this sucks. This is all new. I think I'm doing a bad job. I'll never be able to do all this. Those thoughts are what create all the stress in your body. And then you have this idea that eating is going to take your mind off of that. And what I want to tell you is, it's not solving it. So if you're not going to be able to manage, when you come into my membership, what we do is we teach you how to start thinking differently about all of it. So one good example with our teachers, we've had a lot of teaching coaching calls recently for all of our teachers during the pandemic. And so one of the things that I've coached them on is like, why would you ever think you can't handle this? Or why would you ever think I'm not doing a good job? It's like looking at that and saying like, it makes you feel terrible. It stresses you out to think every single day that as you're showing up the best you can, that somehow your best isn't good enough. And so you focus on you not being good enough and things being wrong. And then you wonder why you feel so bad. You don't have to be Pollyanna about all of it, but there are certain aspects where it's like, all right, if you're going to think some of these things, we also need to think these things. Like, I'm learning a lot of new stuff. I'm proud of myself for getting in there. I'm figuring this out. The reason why I'm a teacher is because I love kids. I love them enough to go through this. Like, thinking those things more often on purpose, writing them down, sticky notes everywhere, what it does is it lowers the temperature of the stress. So we want to get better at not just saying like, you should take a walk. You should like take a hot bath. Like, guys, I'm all for that stuff. But if you're doing it while you're laying there and still thinking that you suck, if you go out for a walk and all you do is think about how stressed out you are, or if you take a hot bath and you lay there thinking you're wasting your time, you should be doing this stuff, what's the fucking point? We have to learn how to change the inner narrative. We don't need more bath bombs. We don't need more nature walks and stuff. You know what we need? A lot more inner talk interventions. You do that, guess what? You'll fucking go on the walk and enjoy it. You'll drop your bath bomb in there and not mind being there. I can't tell you how many years I wasted going and getting a manicure or a pedicure, trying to get a massage, doing something that everybody said would make me feel better. We know what? I felt better for a second until all the old shit came roaring back. If you don't learn how to change the conversation, none of that stuff works. It's no different than just eating. The goal isn't to distract from your shitty thoughts. The goal is to change the relationship you have with yourself. And guess what? When you take away the emotional eating, that relationship gets exposed. Sorry, y'all. And then you get to go to work on the relationship, the real problem. That's what makes my program different than just the podcast and all the other horse shit out there. We address real problems that are driving you to eat, that are causing you to not enjoy your life. So many of you are like, I do all the things. I self-care. I do this stuff. Why don't I feel better? I still feel like shit, blah, blah, blah. And then we go back to eating because the self-care antics don't work if you don't feel better about yourself. You got to feel better about yourself for all the other stuff to start working. I know you say to wait until you're hungry to eat, but that's when I overeat and make bad choices. Katie, I want you to wait until you start to get hungry. Not until, let me just tell you, you're not making bad choices because you waited to eat. That's not what happens. I wait to eat. I have these thoughts like, I deserve it. I should do this. I haven't eaten in a while. Like, those are the very thoughts you want to uncover. Those are the ones you want to be like, oh, when I wait until I'm hungry, I need to replace the thinking that I'm having right now that says it's okay to eat extra because I missed a meal. Oh, wait, that's an error. I should just eat what my body needs. My body didn't change, no matter how long it's been. So if you're triggered to overeat too fast, the first thing to do is eat a little sooner. The first whispers of getting hungry. How can this work for me when I have trouble walking because I am on a walker and sometimes I have to use a wheelchair? We don't do exercise at all, so it'll work perfectly for you. Period. Nobody in here needs to be exercised. If you're already an exerciser, go for it. But I'm going to tell you right now, you know what we all need to focus on? Hand to mouth. How many reps are you getting in with that? This is not about exercise. If people are moving, I want them moving for their health. But I guarantee it does. One of my biggest success stories, who's lost over 150 pounds, she was in a wheelchair. You know what she did? She learned how to control her mouth. That's it. Hand to mouth. You get control over that, you got your answer to weight loss. Kathy, are you answering some of these questions? How do you handle a changing schedule? I work day shifts and nights. I do well during the day, but when switching to nights, it throws me off, not sleeping well, not drinking enough water, enough to stay awake, not exercising until I get to days again. The best thing to do is, that I tell my people is when you have a changing schedule, you probably pretty much know the 2 to 3 different schedules you're going to have. You just have a basically like a plan for each version. That's the simplest way to do it. So like when Logan was first diagnosed with autism and stuff, like we had like a bajillion different schedules of different things that we had to do. I just had different plans for each instance. I try to always teach my people, just think about your most common scenarios and have a plan for those. But at the end of the day, no matter what the schedule is, you only eat when you're hungry and you stop when you've had enough. I don't care if you're exercising or not. You know what? If your schedule is switching around like that and having trouble getting sleep, you shouldn't be prioritizing exercise at all. You should be prioritizing sleep and rest. That's what you should be prioritizing. You don't need to feel bad about not getting exercise at all. You should be, you know, the moment you hit the floor, drink one of these. Let me just show you. When I get up, I kill a liter of water. I just kill it. On some days like today where I'm not going to get to drink as much water as I'd like, I just kill water in the small moments. Let's do a couple more. I'm an expert at negative self-talk. I got it down. I acknowledge this is my issue. Now what? How do I learn to talk better to myself? How do I practice it? I don't know what to say. I don't know how to be nice to myself. Yeah, you do. I know what I know. How to be an asshole to myself. All right. So the first thing you have to do is just tell yourself that, like, I already know this conversation. So you already have the skill set to change it. You're really good at repetitive conversation. You write down the asshole things you say to yourself, and then you're going to write down what would be the opposite of that. What's the opposite of this one? Guess what? Now you got your new narrative. You know what that means? You're going to be putting sticky notes all the places. You're going to be, every time you have an asshole narrative, you got to tell yourself this narrative. Guess what? It's going to feel real fake. You ain't going to like it. You're going to argue for the asshole version. You're going to insist you do that side better. You're going to insist that's just who you are, that you've been doing it too long and everything. You know why? Because your brain is not going to want to have the other conversation on purpose. All of our brains are lazy as fuck. That's it. Guess what? Rather than going out and running a marathon, you're going to do the marathon of feeling better about yourself. You should be that tired. At the end of the day, you should feel like you just ran a marathon of rewiring how you think about yourself. Every one of you that feels like that, that is exactly how you change the narrative. I need to find a mantra that will allow me to get rid of the points macros mentality. What's mine? They don't work. It don't work. So here's what I want everybody to do. Everybody who's like stuck on points, calories, and macros. Here's your homework. Specific homework just for you guys. I want you to write for 10 solid minutes in your little workbook where I gave you some blank pages, like put it in a notebook, whatever you need to do. 10 straight minutes. Why that shit has never actually worked for me. All the reasons why it's a bitch to do, why it sucks, all the ways that it's failed me, and everything. And I really want you to spend 10 minutes doing it. The longer you've been doing that and the harder it is to break the habit, the more you need to write. This is important because the only thing you ever do, it's just like the people with the like want mentality about themselves, is if you only tell yourself one side of the story, guess what? It feels very true. It's going to be the same thing with points, calories, and macros. If you only tell yourself one side of the story, it's going to feel very true. Now we're going to tell ourselves the other side of the story. Here's why this shit never worked. I'm sitting in the middle of a free challenge week learning something different. If it was working so much, you wouldn't be here. If you loved it, like you need to put on there, I don't love it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting around sourcing a new way to lose weight. Like you put all of that on there, every bit of it. And then guess what? Every single day, you give yourself 2 or 3 reasons why this shit don't work. Until you've convinced yourself, like, ooh, I don't know if this works. That's when it starts working. When you join the tribe, you get a dedicated coach. Is there a group of teachers? Or is there a group for teachers? You don't get a dedicated coach. What we have is, I will talk about that on Wednesday, but we have coaches, we have mentors, we have group coaching calls where you can get on a call. We have a fucking group coaching call almost every night of the week so people can get on and get coached if they want. We have Ask a Coach where you can type in your question, and then within 48 hours, your question is answered by a coach. So you kind of get your own coach, but you're not going to have someone that you're like talking to every single day about your stuff. We do have an accountability program, though, that where we place you with groups where you guys are studying the stuff together. If you want to be in a group, or you can come up, you get a system built around you. All right. I have 20 pounds to lose. I struggle with my thinking and use food. Is this program right for me? Guys, anybody that is struggling with their thinking around all of this stuff, yes. This is the reason why you're doing the four basics and stuff. Let's see. I'm trying to find some of the four basics questions. I've already answered some of these. I've already answered that and that. And that. I am stuck in a food reward system. I often overeat on Friday nights after a long week or at night after a hard day at work. And to be honest, there is no guilt because I feel I deserve it. Right. But this is the problem. In order to lose weight, do you need to feel deserving of food? Or what do you need to feel? Deserving of your goals. I don't want you feeling guilty. You don't need to sit around and be like, let me give myself a guilt trip. But you're saying like, but I feel like I deserve it. There's no conversation that you're having in that moment of what you actually do deserve. Like, you know what? The reason why I'm eating is because I deserve a break. A break from what's going on. And the way that I have been giving it to myself is with food. But what I really want is to be able to give myself a break in other ways. Food really doesn't give me a break. You know why? Because I'm stuck with weight I don't want. I'm stuck with thoughts about myself I don't like. I'm stuck with going back every week, having to wait until I can eat in order to feel like I've been rewarded. Rather than learning that the real answer is if I'm waiting to the weekend to reward myself with food, that means I haven't learned how to reward myself all week long with my mind, with how I think about myself, with the things that I tell myself about how I show up for my life. That needs to happen. That's the process I need. I need that process that teaches me, how do I show up in my life and feel so good about me that it wouldn't even make sense to reward myself with food ever again. It would be so easy to break that habit now. That's the lesson. All right. Lots of people are asking about the four basics. Guys, you need to go to the link that we sent you an email for the first video. That video has everything you need in order to do the four basics. This was about the motivation. This today was about getting your mind straight on what you need to work on. But the actual basics that you need to do, that's going to be in the video that I sent you. If you're in the Facebook group, I loaded it up in there this morning. If you're not in the Facebook group, it's in your email now, and it's on the replay page. You can go to, I'll tell you the address. You can go to pnp411.com/foodiseasy-replays. The very first training video is right there for you guys. Okay. All right, that is it for today. I am going to be in the Facebook a little bit this afternoon, answering some more questions. Guys, if you are in the Facebook group, people are posting the link for the replay thing now. If y'all want to, y'all can watch a replay of this as a watch party on your own in groups. You can do a watch party around the video that I loaded this morning and talk to yourselves. It's a really good way to watch the video and talk to each other about what you're learning. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., where we are going to do things around kitchen prep. Like, how do you get your kitchen straight? Like, and this is not about purging your pantry of all the things that tempt you. This is more about you sitting there and really understanding how to create a kitchen that you love walking into, that you feel safe in, that you feel confident in. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.